The undercroft of the cathedral has an interesting history. In 1831, Mother Catherine Spaulding founded the Presentation Day School, now Presentation Academy, in the basement level of the old St. Louis Church, which later became the cathedral. She and her companions of the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth fed the poor and cared for the sick during the cholera epidemic of 1832. At the same time, Mother Catherine housed orphans in the building where the sisters lived. Due to the number of deaths because of the cholera, the number of orphans greatly increased and she needed more space. She raised funds and built St. Vincent's Orphanage next to St. Louis Church, approximately where the present rectory stands. Mother Catherine's fireplace is displayed in the window in St. Louis Hall by the doorway to the Chapel of the Bishops.
The lower level of cathedral churches is usually called the undercroft. It comes from the area underneath the crypt where a bishop or other important person might be buried. Our undercroft was restored in 1994 as a place for parish and diocesan activities and receptions. The area behind the undercroft is called the Chapel of Bishops, where Bishop Flaget, the founder of our archdiocese, and Bishop Laviel, one of his successors, are both buried.
In the undercroft, you can get a sense for the people who built the cathedral. If you go up to the pillars that support the main structure that are exposed in the undercroft, you can see in the St. Louis room in particular large limestone blocks in the pillars. You can still see the marks of the chisels and other tools that the workmen used to cut the blocks out of their original location to shape them properly and put them in place to hold up this structure. If I try to get into their minds, I'm pretty sure that they intended their work to last for hundreds of years, if not for eternity.
The Abel Chapel is the Eucharistic chapel where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved for taking to the sick. The chapel is also a place for private devotion. The Chapel of the Bishops is in the lower level and can only be entered by appointment. Father Quinn's tomb resides just outside the Chapel of the Bishops. He was a priest at the cathedral and died of cholera in 1852. Father Quinn was a relative of the family that owned Quinn's Row, the tenement that was burned on Bloody Monday.
In the undercroft area, as one walks through, they will approach what is called at the Chapel of the Bishops. That is the space in which Bishop Flaget and Bishop Laviel, two of our former bishops, and especially our founder, Bishop Flaget, is buried. Those have gone undisturbed. They've never been repositioned or anything like this. We've more or less repositioned everything else around them as far as an approach to it. We created that chapel for a really quiet space. Many prayer groups use that too. In the tombs themselves, back in the early 1990s, we were asked to come together to authenticate and witness what we saw that was inside the tombs themselves. The one of Bishop Flaget revealed to us that it was a casket made of leather, much like a leather binding of a Bible. In that tomb also, we found a hair wreath, which seems to be a very French custom at the time, to take the deceased's hair and braid it into a type of wreath that was put on top of the casket. We move over to Bishop Laviel's tomb, we see something of cast iron there. Although he died just but a few years later, it was a very simple cast iron casket, and it had a very simple cross on top of it.
Behind the rectangular stained glass window in the Chapel of Bishops is the Sandifer Dining Hall. Since the early 1900s, the cathedral has served sandwiches to those who have come off of the street hungry because they are homeless or unable to provide in other ways for themselves. We have a large cadre of people who come from downtown, from businesses, also school children, and others who volunteer on a regular basis to serve lunch 365 days a year.